Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and others. Would you like to be a guest in the show? Send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Allie Manning with us from Vintage Page Designs. Hey, Allie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So let's just jump right in. Tell me about your business and who you serve, my friend.
Well, I practice the traditional art of bookbinding. And I think, as you said, my business is called Vintage Page Designs, and I have a studio at Western Avenue Studios in Lowell. And I teach other crafters and artists how to make their own books. So I simplify these traditional bookbinding techniques so that they're more accessible to regular folks. And in addition to teaching the craft of bookbinding, I also sell some of my books, and I also sell like the tools and supplies for bookbinding. So
what
it's a little unusual.
Yeah, that's my question. Why? I mean, it's so different.
Yeah, I love books. I've always loved old books. Since I was a kid, I would just go to like vintage or antiquarian bookstores and buy old books. I taught myself. Yeah, this sort of rather strange craft. So, yeah.
That is so
I know. It's a very niche thing, I have to say.
What fascinates me about you in your business is how you've been able to take this from an online business model. When we first met, you told me that. I'm like, wow, that's so unique. Because I just think of like people coming to a class. Tell me how you did it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason I did it, I alluded to earlier, it's such a niche market. And as a business, it's not terribly scalable because, well, firstly, there are only so many weekends a month that I can teach in Lowell or travel. And I heard time and again from people all over the world, they wanted to learn what I was teaching, but they didn't have access to the classes. And there are only so many people in Lowell who want to learn how to make books, you know. So a couple of years ago, I opened an e-commerce site, like an online store where I sold my books and supplies, and that went well. And then that was probably 2018 or 17. And then last year I transitioned to actually teaching the classes themselves online. But I still teach in person because that's what I love to do. But I the model I went with was to have a membership site, so kind of like Netflix where you pay X amount per month and then people are a member of this community where they get a class every month plus lots of other things like, you know, meetups at the community and various other things. But the neat thing is I have people from all over the world in like over 20 countries and 40-something states who are sort of coming together around this love of this ancient art, as it were. So it's really kind of, it's fun. It's really fun. So that was the main reason I sort of took it online, was to be able to access more people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Now, how do you go about finding the clients then?
Blogging for quite a few years. And so my blog had a readership and I had, a mailing list from that blog. But when I set up the e-commerce site in 2017, I decided to start a Facebook group as sort of an add-on to my Facebook page. And that, surprisingly, wound up being a massive driver for this online class and the online, the e-commerce site, but mainly for the class because, you know, I attracted people from all over the world and they didn't need to come to Lowell. They could just take the class online. So, yeah, Facebook and this Facebook group was a massive driver for me. So, who knew? So, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg.
So, Allie, talk to me more about your Facebook group. Because
Sorry?
Everyone has talk to me more about the Facebook group, because I find people stock groups all the time, and they just can't draw anyone into it. There's, you know, 10 people in it, or there's a lot of people, and there's nobody posting. How did you, do you have any tips for helping people grow it, basically?
The main thing is that with Facebook, Facebook want to keep you on Facebook. So Facebook will reward you if your group is busy and active and there's lots going on within the group. So I found by sort of encouraging lots of engagement within the group, Facebook then rewarded me by suggesting my group to other people. So each week I just get, you know, dozens of people joining because Facebook has suggested my group. And the reason they suggest it is because there's a lot of activity going on in there. And the way I sort of get it really active is by sort of handing it over to them, like asking like a weekly question, like a broad open-ended question. And people do really like to share. Like if you're on Facebook, you want to share. So people really want to talk. So if you ask a really broad question, that's a way to get really good engagement. And so, you know, and it's not always book related. Sometimes it's just kind of show me a picture of your pet. You know, because, you know, bookbinders have pets in their studio. So that's always one of the most popular posts, people posting pictures of their pets. So, and I do things like, you know, a monthly challenge for them. You know, so, and it's very open-ended. Like this month, make a book that includes the color blue. So most people in the group can do that. So does that make sense? It just... You get lots of engagement going. And then another thing I also found helpful is for me to give them value. So by, you know, always sharing like tips for them and encouraging them to share tips, you know, links to useful articles. And it does take some work to be in there. I also host like a weekly Facebook Live where I can answer their questions as well. So, you know, if they just have pressing questions that come up, you know, once a week I can hop in and help them out. That all helps to keep it busy in there, and Facebook really likes that, so they promote me on them. I don't pay for any advertising on there. So it is
amazing, Allie. You know, basic marketing 101, add value.
Pretty much, yeah, add value. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't sell. I mean, I rarely sell. I'm rarely selling anything in that group. Probably once every 2 or 3 months, I might post something about, you know, that's directly selling. I rarely sell. So that's kind of how that Facebook group has really led to really building up the online part of my business. So
Allie, have you found any challenges using Facebook to promote your business?
Some people don't like Facebook. You know, they're kind of turned off by it. But, you know, I think as long as you use it for good, you know, there is a downside. You've got to get people's email addresses because, you know, at the end of the day, I can't rely on Facebook for my business. They could shut my site down tomorrow, and that would be their prerogative. So I learned early on, actually, when I was on Etsy, you know, I relied on Etsy for a good portion of my income. This was years ago, and they changed their algorithm, and suddenly I couldn't be found anymore. So I learned my lesson that way. So I'm always encouraging people from the Facebook group to sign up for my email list, because then, you know, that's sort of my property, as it were, their email address. So, and I have a way to contact them directly. So that's just the main challenge with Facebook, the potential for them just to take it all away. So, but aside from that, really not many others. Yeah. So I'm renting space from them.
Email marketing plays a big role in your business then.
Yep. It's huge. Yep. It's really huge. It's like the foundation of my business. Because it's, like I said, it's something I have control over, unlike like the Facebook algorithm or the Google you know, whatever the Google algorithm is this week. I can't control that, but I can control my email list. And it sort of feels like a business asset to me. So, yeah, it's been huge. I don't have a massive list, but it's big enough to, you know, sustain the business. So yeah, it's been really important. So.
Now, for a lot of people, Allie, they understand the importance of email marketing, but they stink at growing their list. Do you have any tips? Because a lot of people, if they see an email address, I joke, if I find your card on the ground, I'm going to pick it up and throw you on my email list. You know, and they think,
oh
hey,
my God,
I get all these people, but there's no engagement. So where's that balance, Allie, between getting as many people on the list as I can and getting people on the list that actually want to see it and actually will open it and read it?
Right. Well, it's back to what you said, Marketing 101. You've got to give them value. I rarely sell. And, you know, just to give them massive value. And also, I mean, there's consistency. You've got to send consistent emails. You can't just send an email, you know, when you have a promotion going on. You got to send consistent email with, like, huge value in it. You know, if you've got blog posts, direct them to a blog post. Write short newsletters that are useful and timely. You know, this time of year, if you've got a garden center, you're going to be sending out, you know, tips on waking the whatever people do in their gardens in spring. I have no idea. you know, around the holidays, you know, I send out tutorials for making quick and easy books for the holidays for gifts. You know, you've got to give them value, otherwise they're not going to open it. And then when you want to sell them something, they're used to opening it and they know they're getting value from you. The once or twice a year you're selling to them, they're probably going to buy. So yeah, it's just providing lots of value, really. And also, I find people don't ask for people's emails. You've got to give people the chance to sign up. You know what I mean? It might sound obvious, but if you have an event, you've got to put a sign-up sheet out. You know, you've got to ask. And, you know, after they sign up, that's what I do at Open Studios, you send them a note afterwards thanking them and sort of reminding them they signed up for your list and make sure there's a prominent place on your website, your Facebook page, and invite people on your Facebook page to sign up. You know, I find people are kind of reticent to ask, but I feel like if I'm giving them really good value, then it's okay to ask. So, yeah,
makes
does that make sense?
Sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it makes perfect sense. And I agree with you. A lot of people are just too shy about asking, you know, like, do they want it? But like you said, if you have a sign-up list, if someone wants it, then they simply add it. If they don't, that's fine too. So that strategy makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. So, and as long as you're not always selling through your email list or even your Facebook page or group, I think it's fine. As long as you're, you know, 90%, I'm sure there's a correct percentage, right? But as long as, you know, 90% of the time you're just giving them value, you know, sending them to useful places, useful links, good advice, you know, case studies, even, you know, something fun, you know, fun gifts or quotes, you know, as long as you're providing sort of value, then I think, you know, now and again, it's okay to sell. So,
good.
Yeah.
Allie, we got about 60 seconds left. Why don't we grab your contact information before I let you run?
Sure. My website is vintagepagedesigns.com, and that is the best place to find me. You can find all my links on there and sign up for my email list.
Allie, I really appreciate you taking time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Take care.
Have a good day. Yep, bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now.